Hello there, good morning. You're watching Proactive London. So news today, eTherapeutics has recently started trading on the OTCQX in the United States. And today they've announced interim results for the 6 months, which ended on the 31st of July, 2021, as well as news on further progress on the company's RNAi platform, where results from the characterization benchmarking studies now successfully completed. We're going to break all of that down with Ali Mortazabi right now, the CEO of the company. A warm welcome. How are you today?
Hello, Katie. Nice to see you and thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So let's get started and learn more about where you are in terms of the company. So we know that you've done interviews with us here, me, myself, here on Proactive London in the past. But for those people who aren't so familiar with the company, maybe just give us a nice overview, if you would, of eTherapeutics as a company.
Sure. Kind of in headline terms, eTherapeutics is a specialist computational biology company with a particular focus now on RNAi as a drug modality to accompany our platform. You know, to take that a little bit further, what we do, we have a a computational approach to biology as a whole. You know, we can sort of input any data sets, genomic data sets, omics data sets, almost any kind of biological experiment. We can use natural language processing systems. In effect, our platform is able to kind of analyze those. And the outputs, you can think about those as drug targets, mechanistic biology information. Really, it's the kind of core engine in trying to understand complex diseases, if you like.
Got it. And as I mentioned at the top, you recently started trading on the OTCQX best market under the ticker ETXPF. Can you maybe say more about what the company's sort of rationale was in joining this bourse?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think we have a global equity story. I think our strategy in the company, we have a lot of competitors in the US. We probably aren't at a stage for a full NASDAQ listing, and OTCQX is a fantastic way to get an initial exposure to US institutional retail investors. And it really serves our purpose perfectly. You know, it's a mechanism by which people can have exposure to eTherapeutics if they like.
Mm-hmm. And in regards to the two announcements that came out this morning, let's maybe get stuck in with the interim results first, if you wouldn't mind just giving us sort of the highlights, if you would, Ali.
Yeah, so maybe the interim results in of themselves aren't particularly exciting, if you like, but two things I would highlight is obviously we did an equity raise of around 22 million with some very good institutional shareholders, and that obviously has enabled us to really execute on our plans. And I think another key feature is we've progressed through, you know, another success gate with our collaboration with Galapagos in pulmonary fibrosis. So we're particularly pleased with that. And that goes to the next stage, which is we have given them a list of potent small molecule compounds, and we're looking at targets, et cetera, et cetera. Probably more of note is the RNAi announcement and how that fits in with the overall strategy of the company. And I think, you know, if I could just take a step back and give a sort of industry view of the world of, if you like, the convergence of computation and life sciences, you know, that is, I think, almost an inevitability. Obviously, it's a question of time. But one kind of bottleneck or rate limiting factor is you can only do so much in a computer. So, you know, we have almost unlimited, you know, compute speed. It's called dynamic computing. We can get from Amazon, and, you know, we have unlimited storage and data sets, et cetera. And we can work through, you know, mountains of data, et cetera, and be able to analyze them. But no one in the industry, computers aren't at a stage where they can give you an answer. You, at the end, have to go and take your outputs, which are giving you an advantage, and test them. And to be able to test those, you really have to have some sort of drug modality to be able to either test them in cell-based assays, in animal models, or in humans. And one of the great rate-limiting factors has been that most people, most companies, including eTherapeutics, have chosen small molecules as a drug modality. And the big problem there has been a typical small molecule program. Takes around 4 years and $4 million to make a drug. So you have this kind of asymmetry of speed. You have these computers, if you like, going at breakneck speed and being able to do enormous amounts of work. And let's say you derive a drug target and an idea you want to prosecute and see how it performs in a kind of real biological system. And you have to wait 4 years and $4 million. So 4 years is a huge hurdle. The $4 million is a big cost. So you can't sort of have the same kind of speed. About a year or so ago, we were really looking for a drug modality which, had different attributes. So we were looking for something which was more specific than small molecules, maybe went to one organ or cell type. Probably one of the most important factors, could it be made extremely quickly, rather than 4 years, a matter of months. And the cost should be extremely low so that you can have this kind of multiple, if you like, shots at goal. One of the big problems in the drug industry, if failing is very, very expensive and costly, but if you're going to fail, fail as quickly as possible. So we were trying to really condense that drug modality part of it. We started off with RNAi in the liver being a very difficult area to get into, a very successful area to get into, but it ticked all those attributes. Delivery system took the drug only to liver and actually what's called hepatocyte cell type. And there are something like 10,000 genes in hepatocytes. And in effect, every one of those genes could be drugged with what's called a short interfering RNA. And I think the very big difference is that, the drug could be made in three to 6 months and the cost of $500,000, which is a completely quantum difference to 4 years and $4 million. So for a small company, even for a big company, that is a material change in time and cost and being able to test your hypothesis. That's getting very close to working in tandem with the computational outputs. We had a big issue in terms of IP, freedom to operate, and new chemistries which we had to test. We didn't know if these were going to work in a very competitive field. So I think the net result for us has been a big success story. What we did, we took 8 new chemistries, multiple delivery systems. We tested them. We gave ourselves a very high hurdle. We tested them against 3 genes in the liver, but we benchmarked them. Benchmarking means that we had data from the most competitive US competitors. And our benchmark and our sort of, go-no-go was to be at least equal in performance to them. And I think, really quite remarkably, out of those 8 different permutations and combinations, we've shown that in the main, 2 of our chemistries are as good, in multiple species, cell-based assays, mice and non-human primates. So, we protected these with 11 new patent filings. So that now has really given us a major, major kind of advantage in this area. And then that kind of goes very nicely with the computational approach, which basically has meant that, okay, so we know that our RNAi toolkit goes to one cell type. So we've been able to extract from our core platform all the data, all the algorithms, everything has become bespoke to hepatocytes. So it's the combination of that kind of specificity of data and computation and kind of ability to drug all of it, which I think is a kind of major differentiator for e-therapeutics. Mm-hmm. In effect, there's 10,000 genes, like I said, in the liver, and with a high degree of confidence, before we even start, we know that within 3 to 6 months, we can inhibit, silence all of those genes. It's almost like having a shelf of inhibitors of every single gene in your laboratory. So I think that's a very, very big achievement by this company in the space of 9 months, something which has taken a long time for other companies to achieve. I think we hit the very top end of our expectations.
And in regards to the sort of growing demand for this novel AI technologies, how does that sort of benefit all the work that you're doing?
Well, like I said, it fits with our computational approach. So being able to, if you like, zoom into hepatocytes and really sort of extract very specific biological data, if you like, to that cell type. So we have set up now what's called knowledge graphs, which specific to hepatocytes, so literally any biological information, any experiment that's ever been done, any clinical trials, any drug, anything that's active, if you like, in the area, any patents, etc., are kind of there for us to, if we want to, browse, or even have algorithms which are basically looking for patterns and correlations and papers. So, you know, it's a combination which really does, you know, start to be the very, I think, first view into how computation and life sciences really will become almost one at some point.
Exciting. What's next?
So what's next is we are going to have a R&D day in 2022 where we will, you know, really unveil, you know, how our computational platform, if you like, connects to the laboratory, how our processes work, how we go about gaining an advantage in being able to prosecute our ideas. So, you know, we have multiple strategies in being able to kind of do that. You know, obviously 10,000 genes in the liver, more than any one company, even the biggest company in the world, that can do. But there's a lot of scope there for partnerships. So we could do partnerships on the core platform without any biological data. We could do partnerships with targets. We could do partnerships on our computational platform and the data that we're sort of specializing in. And then obviously we can, we will be announcing in our R&D day our sort of top candidates in the liver that we will take further and derive value. So there's kind of multiple layers of being able to create value, as well as being able to retain the really kind of big upside that can come from being able to, drug development.
Annie, thank you so much indeed from eTherapeutics here on Proactive this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.